Drunk. You, in the alley.
Yes, sir.
How would you like a free trip to Hollywood?
Yes, if I can take along my good friend, if I can meet my good friend, Murray Howard.
All right. But you must do me a job in Hollywood.
I work for my whiskey.
You do, eh? Well, it seems like...
You must pay me a whiskey.
Whiskey, you wish, eh? It is whiskey you get. Mo Howard.
Get me my whiskey!
Wait a minute, I have a phone call from Mo Howard. I'll have to go in and check with him.
All right. In the meantime, give me some money to buy whiskey.
I'll check with Mo first. Wait a minute. The drunk goes to Hollywood.
It sounds like Uncle Ben to me.
Mo says he's never heard of you. What's your name?
It's Joe Bolton.
Joe Bolton, eh? Let me check with him.
All right.
Starring Joe Bolton. Mo says he's never heard of a Joe Bolton. He says that his friend Larry did, though.
Tell him I'm from WPIX and that I'll call and that Lee and Carol and David and Jackie and I will come to see him.
I'll tell him. With Lee Nelson, Carol Corbett, Jack McCarthy, and David Wade. Well, Mo says that he talked with Larry a minute ago, and he says that Larry has heard of you. He says that you're nothing but a drunk. He said that you feature all Three Stooges clips on WPIX.
Of course, the definition, Iris.
Hold on, I'll have to ask him something. Written and directed by David Wade. Produced by Carol Corbett. Music by the Phil Donahue Orchestra. I checked with Mo.
What did he have to say for himself?
He said that he'll be
doing well.
He said he'll be waiting for you in Hollywood.
Right. And also tell him that Jack, you know, Jackie McCarthy, he said hello to him.
All right, I'll tell him. Hang on. Copyright 1969 by WPIX TV. Well, he says that they'll be expecting you. And so you're to leave tonight. We're sending you on a plane.
I can get there myself.
No, we're sending you on a plane.
Well, if you insist, but do not forget that I want whiskey on the plane.
All right, I'll tell him. We wish to thank WPIX. Without his help, this program would not have been possible.
Mr. Credits, man, you forgot to mention that Super Pig was in this.
I see. With a special guest appearance by Super Pig.
Thank you.
Who are you talking to out here, you drunk?
The credits man, of course.
The credits man? Turn off that TV. What is a drunk doing with a television set?
Well, you see, sir, it was a gift by Uncle Fred.
Uncle Fred, eh?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Uncle Fred?
He was a bit happy when he came back from a successful fishing trip.
Well, oh, I see. And I suppose they drank high C afterwards, eh?
Exactly. My favorite drink next to whiskey.
Oh, I see. Well. Well, anyway, before you go to Hollywood, I want to know if you want to go to any particular studio. Well, do you?
What do you mean by studio?
Where they make the name of the game.
Oh, right now.
You know what I mean by the name of the game, don't you?
Yes, the music that I just played.
Now, can we please continue with this discussion?
All right.
Now, you're going to Hollywood. You'll take the first plane tomorrow.
Is there a bar on the plane, sir?
Yes, I think there is.
Certainly, sir, because I cannot live without that fine whiskey.
Don't worry, there'll be whiskey there, and we'll send you there with a nice supply of whiskey. And now you're going to see your good friends, Mo Howard, Larry Fine, and Joe De La Rita.
Yeah, that's so nice to see me.
Yes, namely because they all have whiskey.
But the plane is not necessary, sir. I could have gotten there with my good friend Super Pig.
You could, eh? Who's Super Pig?
There he is, up into the air.
Super Pig? And who's that little black pig flying along with him?
That is his faithful friend and companion, Cleveland.
Oh, I see. Cleveland? Not Super Pig, Cleveland. How would you like a job in Hollywood, Cleveland? And you, Super Pig. Alright, it's a deal. You can take those two along. And you can take Carol Corbett, Joe McCarthy, isn't it Jack McCarthy? David Wade, and a few others.
I can't remember.
Alright, it's a deal. Off you go. And so, our young friends journeyed to Hollywood. The drunk drinking the whiskey, Super Pig reading Farmer's Life, and Cleveland playing around with all the girls. When they arrived in Hollywood, Mo Howard was waiting there with his personal bodyguard. I'm Mr. Howard's lawyer. I see that... Are you the man they sent from New York?
Yes,
Joe Bolton? Well...
I think I am.
You're signed up for a movie, Mr. Bolton.
Gilly, my good friend Mo has this finally decided to put my talent to good use.
You are going to play an extra. You'll be doubling for Mr. Howard in many of his roles. He will be hit by a sledgehammer, but he won't be hit. You will, because you'll be his double.
Just a moment, sir.
You get paid off in whiskey.
Oh, well, sir, in that case, I shall take the job.
All right, Mr. Bolton. This way, please.
Yes, sir.
And so our young friends went off to the Bolton Studios. In the Bolton Studios. Mo Howard went through one of his many comedy skits.
Hey, what's eating?
Mosquito, I can't sleep.
Well, lay down or I'll put you to sleep. Come on.
Hey.
I'll knock your brain.
I got him.
All right, go ahead. Punch him in the face. Again, hit him again. Slap him now. Kick him now.
An insult to my dignity.
Throw some rocks at him. Enough rocks for now. What else can Mr. Howard use in the script? All right, hit him in the mouth.
Sir, can Mr. Howard and I switch places?
No, I'm sorry. Mr. Howard is a star. Drop a rock on him.
My head, sir. Please.
All right, I guess that's enough for today. It was enough forever. Mr. Bolton was through. Of course, Of course, they stoned him out of the house. Get out of here!
I was kidding.
He got his whiskey, and he went back to 11, WPIX. There at WPIX, he told about his many experiences with the Three Stooges.
Officer Joe Bolton here. How are you? Commercials from Kellogg of Battle Creek. More excitement from the Stooges now and half-shot shooters.
Boys and girls, what's purple has a shell and sticks to things? A purple turtle? You're half right. A Ricky Ticky Purple's turtle Stiggy. That's what. And if he looks familiar, he is. He's one of your pal's animal-shaped vitamins. There are Ricky Ticky Stickies of all your pals.
The Joe Bolton Show.
I heard what you said, Bolton. You said that you're a good friend of mine.
Mr. Howard, how are you?
I'll show you how we did it in Hollywood.
Ah! Oh! It brings back old memories.
All right, kids, you better leave now. And now we're having the Mo Howard Show with the Three Stooges. Here they are. The Three Stooges.
What about me, Moe boy?
You?
Yes.
All right, run the movie, Larry. That's it. You're through. Do you understand that? Through, Bolton.
Please, sir. I was only kidding that day.
I've watched 50 of your shows, and every single one of them you say you knew it so good. I don't like liars. I don't like them at all.
I did not lie, Bob. I just stretched the truth a bit.
You sure stretched it a whole lot. You know, the truth is not silly putty. And so, Joe Bolton, the drunk who went to Hollywood and became a big star in Hollywood and went back to WPIX and became a star on Joe Bolton's Three Stooges show, or Officer Joe and the Three Stooges. For the record, Mr. Bolton was arrested for impersonating a police officer. He was Mo Howard also pressed charges for falsely leading the public to an untrue fact. Joe Bolton is still a drunk, for Joe Bolton gets his whiskey from the jailhouse now. Joe Bolton is a drunk. Joe Bolton was the only drunk who went to Hollywood. The Drunk Goes to Hollywood, starring Joe Bolton. Copyright 1969 by WPIX TV. We wish to thank WPIX for assistance in this program, and NBC for Name of the Game theme, and CBS for Get Smart theme. And this is Harry Donahue saying, watch Phil every night, 12:30 on Channel 11. This has been The Drunk Goes to Hollywood. A MGN production. The end.